This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. Imam Abu Hatim al-Razi and also Abu Zur'at al-Razi, they mentioned, وَالْقَدَرَ خَيْرُهُ وَشَرُّهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. The qadr, which is the preordained decree, the good of it and the evil of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qadr, ikhwani, as we know, that it is from the matters of al-Iman that one needs to believe in. From the matters of the ghaib, from the matters of the unseen. It is upon us to believe from the matters of the unseen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about, even though we haven't seen it with the eyes. Can anyone see the qadr? The lawh al-mahfud, the preserved tablet. Is anyone able to see that which is on there? Nobody can see this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised those who have believed in the unseen. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a few ayahs later, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. Those that believe in the ghaib, in the unseen. Allah then says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. These people are upon the guidance of their Lord. I skipped the ayah. طيب. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And these people are successful. So the qadr, ikhwani, is something that is wajib upon a person to believe in. Imam al-Humaydi, he mentioned his book before, as sunnah, عندنا, أن يؤمن الرجل بالقدر خير وشر. It is sunnah. Does it mean the sunnah, like it is okay for someone to either do it or leave it? No, it is the type of sunnah, when it comes in the kutub al-aqaid, that it is mandatory for a person to believe. That was in the book that we previously studied. طيب. It is from the aqaid of Ahlul Sunnah that is wajib. And anyone that negates the qadr after the proofs have come to him, then this is clear negation of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly tells in the Qur'an, إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. We have created everything with its qadr, with its preordained decree. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. Also another ayah talks about the qadr. Naam. And also the hadith of Jibreel. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره. That the six pillars of al-Iman, one of them is what the person believes in the qadr. And if anyone negates the qadr, this person is not a Muslim. Someone says, طيب, I believe in Allah, but the qadr is not part of the religion, this person is not a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الْكَافِرُونَ. Nobody negates our ayat except that he's a kafir. Abdullah ibn Umar, ikhwani, Abdullah ibn Umar, look at the statement of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu. And this shows you the importance of al-aqidah. If a person is committing the best of the ibadat, قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ لَيْلًا. Every single layl, every single night he's praying Qiyam al-layl. He's spending all his money in sadaqah. He prays, mashallah, his prayer is intact. He knows the fiqh inside out. Fiqh al-Shafi'iyya, fiqh al-Hanabila, fiqh al-Hanafiyya, fiqh al-Malikiyya. He knows all the schools of thought.
Is this a statement?
No, I'm just saying. No, that's not his statement. If a person believes in all these matters and he perfects his ibadat, but his aqidah is messed up, it doesn't benefit him at all. Pay attention, look what he mentioned. لو أن لأحدكم مثل أحد ذهبا. If any of you lot had a mountain of gold, if any of you lot had a mountain of gold, like Uhud. Uhud, ikhwani, takes 3-4 hours to climb. It's a very big mountain. If any of you lot had like Uhud, in gold. ثُمَّ أَنْفَقَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Then he got that gold that he has, that is the size of Uhud, and he spent it in charity, sadaqah. in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma qabila Allahu minhu hatta yu'mina bil qadar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't accept it from him until he believes in the qadar. Until he believes in the qadar. Abdullah ibn Umar. Statement of Abdullah ibn Umar. If one had like a mountain of gold, like Uhud, then he gave it in charity, nothing will be accepted from him hatta yu'mina bil qadar, until he believes in the qadar. This is one aspect of aqeedah. And then today someone comes and says to us the aqeedah is not written in the Quran. Where's aqeedah in the Quran? Abdullah ibn Umar in Sahih Muslim. Is that clear? So if a person, wallahi, that's the people that I know in Hadramaut, in Yemen, where I used to study, they'll tell you the madahib inside out. Day and night, the ibadah, they're constantly making tasbih. But at the same time, they'll go to the grave and do grave worshipping. So nothing gets accepted from this person. Because what? He's committed shirk. Or he's disbelieved in some of the aspects of al-aqidah that are clearly mentioned in the Quran. Is that clear, ikhwan? So you have the adilla. Tayyib. One cannot believe in the qadr until he believes in four matters. One cannot truly believe in al qadr until he believes in four matters. Do you want to read, Abdullah? Read it. طيب, we're going to come on to that, inshallah. But it's also mentioned in the Hashia, at the bottom of page 10, these aspects of Al-Qadr. But I'm going to go into it in much detail. So one cannot believe in Al-Qadr until he believes in four matters. And brothers, pay attention here. Pay attention here. The first one, the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew before it happened. That's point number one. And this one you find under this one, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put four points. Four bullet points. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that which took place before it took place. So past tense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows before it takes place. And there were people in the time of Abdullah ibn Umar that negated this. There were people in the time of Abdullah ibn Umar that negated this. Humayd ibn al-Humayri, rahimahullah ta'ala, was from the tremendous of the tabi'een. They went out, him and another tabi'i, they went out, hajin or mu'tamirin. Hajin or mu'tamirin. They said, if we meet any of the sahaba, we're going to ask them about this matter. So they saw Abdullah ibn Umar when they went out to hajj. They said to him, "Inna unasan yaftaqiruna al-ilm." There's people that pursue knowledge. Yaz'umuna anna al-amra unuf. They claim that the amr is unuf, meaning this ibara means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know until it takes place. So me dropping this paper I have in my hand, I'm dropping it right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know it's going to get dropped until after I drop it. So he doesn't know before it actually takes place. So Abdullah ibn Umar, he mentions, tell these people, أَنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِنْهُمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ بُرَآءٌ مِنِّي. Tell these people, I'm free from them and they're free from me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, second point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which is taking place right now. So present tense. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Alam tara anna Allah ya'lamu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard ma yakunu min najwa thalathatin illa huwa rabihum. Never is there a group of three people talking except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fourth one. Wala khamsatin illa huwa sadisuhum. Never there's a group of five that are speaking, na'am, in secret except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sixth person. Or the sixth one. Surat? Now that's in Surah Al-Mujadila. I And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And do you not know, and do you not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which is in the heavens and the earth? So there's nothing that takes place except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. طيب. Third point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which is going to take place in the future. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Is there anyone that knows that's what's going to take place in the future? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدُهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. He sends down the rain. He knows when it's coming down, the rain. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. He knows that which is in the womb. Well, whether she's going to have a boy or a girl before any of these doctors know. وَمَا تَدِرِ نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى. And nobody knows that which is going to happen tomorrow. وَمَا تَدِرِ نَفْسٌ بِأَيَّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. And nobody knows when they are going to die. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Fourth point. Hypothetically speaking, if something was going to happen, how this would take place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَعْلَمُ مَا كَانْ وَمَا يَكُونْ وَمَا سَيَكُونْ وَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ لَوْ كَانَ كَيْفَ يَكُنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which is going to take place. يعني, if something was going to take place, how this would take place. If something was going to take place, how this would take place. Hypothetically speaking. And the proof of this is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. And when you see the people when they are in front of the fire, Surah Al-An'am. فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Some people, they will say, woe to us. If only we could return. And we wouldn't reject the ayat. And we would be believers. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Now it has become apparent to them that which they used to hide before. وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. And if they were to go back, they would just basically carry on from where they left off. Are these people going to go back? Are these people going to go back? On Yawm Al-Qiyam, when everything has been judged, nobody's going to go back. Allah says, if they were to go back, they would carry on doing the wish they used to do. Even though that's not something that's going to happen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows that if it was going to happen, what these people would do. Which surah? Surah Al-An'am. Is that clear? بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْهُ وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. If they were to go back, they would just carry on from where they left off. We're going to come on to that. Otherwise the people are going to... طيب. The second aspect of Al-Qadr. Kitabah. Everything that takes place in this universe is written down. Everything that takes place in this universe is written down. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ الْمَقَادِيرُ وَالْخَلَائِقُ قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote everything that takes place within the creation. And He preordained everything 50,000 years before the heavens and the earth were created. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the pen, He said to the pen, Uktub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the pen, write. أول ما كتب الله سبحانه وتعالى القلم فقال له اكتب. He told the pen to write down. So the pen said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فماذا اكتب? Again, the point that he was mentioning in the previous lesson, can the pen, does the pen have a tongue and a thing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the pen speak. طيب. So the pen says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what shall I write down? He said to him, اكتب. ما هو كائن إلى قيام الساعة وما يجري إلى قيام الساعة. Write down everything that's going to take place until the day of judgment.
Jibril alayhi salam in existence during that time when you're talking about now, when he told the pen to write?
Allahu alam. But that's the time when the because they say, you know, there's a dispute regarding whether the pen was the first thing or the arsh. This hadith, he said, "Inna awwal ma khalaq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qalam." The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was the pen. طيب. But he says in another hadith, "Wa kana arshu 'ala al-ma." When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything, his arsh was already what? On top of the water. So the ulama differed. Was it a pen the first thing that was created, or was it the arsh? طيب. But the rajih is that arsh was already there, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the pen and told the pen to write. So from the apparent is that what? This was before there was any creation at all. But Allahu alam. But Allahu alam, I'll definitely check on that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
If it was true that Jibreel alayhi salam, he wasn't created while the pen was created, and then that's an evidence that Allah speaks, because then if Allah spoke to the pen, where did Jibreel at that time?
طيب, so نعم, it نعم, you, نعم. And the other thing we have to know as well, نعم, that لا نبي مرسل ولا ملك مقرب knows what's in the لوح المحفوظ. It is the preserved tablet that nobody will come close to knowing what's inside there. Only specific to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. في كتاب, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the end of Surah Al-A'la? في لوح محفوظ. طيب, في كتاب مكنون. طيب, so everything is written down. After the issue, inshallah, we'll check on it. نعم. But every single thing is written down. And also, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? وَلَوِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. If the jinn and the ins were to come together to try and benefit you in something, they wouldn't be able to benefit you except from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote down for you. وَلَئِنْ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And if they were to come together to try and harm you or bring harm towards you, they wouldn't be able to do that until what? Except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote down. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصَّحَفُ. How many times has this happened? Huh? That people, and I've seen it with my own eyes, back in Jahiliyyah, I remember in Leicester, there was a lot of fighting between the black Africans and also the Somali people. This was before I went to Yemen. So at a time, I remember there was a lot of Somali brothers, they were standing outside a guy's house. That time even someone got stabbed, his intestine came out, a Somali brother, a couple of years back. Ala kullin, there was war between them. Here in Highfields, everyone's running around. You know what Upland School is? I remember they're running around there. These guys are chasing each other. Then there's someone chasing. The whole point is there was a time when everybody was standing at the door of this guy, waiting for him to come back. The guy's on tag. Everybody knows he's coming home, what? At 7 o'clock. So for the last hour and a half, everyone's just standing around this house. You're most likely to say to yourself, "Akhi, this guy is getting battered today." Everyone's standing around his house, ikhwan. What happened? All of a sudden, يعني, out of the blue, the guy comes, he slips under everyone and he goes in his house. Drops his bike and he goes in his house. The whole point is, if the jinn and the ins, I'm not saying the jinn and the ins, they came together to harm this guy, but if people were to plot, huh, and they were trying to make plans and everything to harm someone, and it's not written down, they wouldn't be able to do so. Huh? That wasn't a hadith. The hadith of Ibn Abbas, yes. And in the end of the hadith says, رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصَّحَفُ. The pens have been raised and the scrolls have been dried. The third aspect, ikhwan, mashi'ah, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing takes place in this universe. Nothing takes place in this universe except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, he chooses what he wants and he wills whatever he wants. ذَلِكَ فَضُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives favors upon whoever he wills. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير. And say, O Muhammad, قل اللهم مالك الملك, that the mulk, the kingdom is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives the mulk, the kingdom, to whoever he wants. He takes it away from whoever he wants. Huh? He honors whoever he wants and he humiliates anyone he wants. بيدك الخير, and everything, all the good is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that clear? So pay attention. The first one is what? Ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, kitaba. Everything is written down. Third, nothing takes place except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What surah was that?
What?
The ayah that you just read.
قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ Surah Al-Imran. The fourth one, ikhwan. Al-Khalq. That every single thing has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has created you and he has created your actions as well. Third one is Mashiach. Nothing takes place in this universe except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mashiach. Will. The fourth one is what? Al-Khalq. Everything has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and your actions as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مَا تَعْمَلُونَ Pay attention to this one as well. Because there's something going to come after it that is directly connected to this. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مَا تَعْمَلُونَ Are you with me, Adnan, yeah? طيب. Allah has created you and He has created your actions as well. طيب. We just mentioned now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. طيب. And we mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the actions of a person. So can I say now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created me and my actions, I have no choice whatsoever. Whatever I do is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am like a feather in the middle of the wind. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can. So if I go into the shop and I steal the prawn cocktails, Walker's crisp, huh? It is what? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created my actions. When I do zina with my girlfriend, or when I kill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created my actions. Can I blame the qadar for what I do? So how do we put this together? Or some of the examples that the ulama they bring, huh? Is like, a dead man, you know, a dead man that's being washed at his funeral. Before his funeral, what happens? A man is washed, isn't it? يُغْسَل. طيب. When you put his hand up, does he have any choice? You drop his hand drops. You pull his leg up, his leg drops. طيب. So this person, I like a dead person between the hands of those that are washing him. So does that mean, brothers, that I'm like a feather in the middle of the wind? I have no choice whatsoever. No, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has affirmed for me mashi'ah. I have the will to do whatever I want. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ From whoever amongst you wants to be upon the correct path, he has the ability, Allah mentions. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ
يَسْتَقِيمُ And that will is also
written
down.
Huh?
That will is also
written
down.
نعم. نعم. So لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ Here the point is that a person has a will. As for blaming the qadr, this statement, okay, I am stealing because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote it down for me, is similar to the statements of the mushrikeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells about the mushrikeen, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا وَلَا أَبَاؤُنَا The mushriks, they say, if it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, us and our fathers, we wouldn't have done shirk. What did they do? They blamed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this statement, make sure you write this down, ikhwan, it is similar to the statements of the mushriks. Blaming the qadr, that's what they did. They blamed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the shirk they did, and the shirk of their aba, their fathers. I'm not sure. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُمَا أَشْرَكْنَا وَلَا أَبَاؤُنَا وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And we wouldn't have يعني made anything unlawful. Similar ayah to the first one that we mentioned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that they're liars. And that's in Surah Al-An'am. Second ayah is in Surah Al-An'am. سَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. And also a statement that we hear all the time. Someone that has totally lost hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's been doing zina for 40 years. He's been doing evil. He says, khalas, I am going to the fire. I am going to the fire. We say to this person, ya akhi, how do you know that you're going to the fire? How do you know what is your abode or where you're going to be ending up? Have you ever heard this statement before? Someone saying, khalas, wallahi, akhi, that's it. You know, I'm from the people of the fire. I've been doing sin all my life. Yani, there's no going back for me. End of. What happened to the one that killed 99? He went to the rabbi. The rabbi said to him, akhi, nothing. You can't do anything. Khalas, you're finished. Made it into 100. Went to the sheikh. The sheikh told him what? Make hijrah. So there's always hope for a person. And also the Prophet ﷺ told us, Inna Rajula, and this hadith is important. This hadith is important. Inna Rajula لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. A man, he keeps doing the actions of the people of the fire. حَتَّى مَا يَكُونَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ النَّارِ إِلَّا ذِرَاعٍ. Until there's only a handspan, an arm span, sorry, between him and the fire. فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. So one can be doing sin all his life, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him hidayah. At the end of his life, what happens? He enters into Jannah. So we say to this person, akhi, how do you know where you're going? Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned another hadith, مَا مِن نَفْسٍ مَنْفُوسَةٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَكَانُهَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ فِي النَّارِ. There's not a nafs that breathes. Naam, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written whether it's going to be from the people of the fire or from the people of the Jannah. So a man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَلَا نَمْكُثُ عَلَى كِتَابِنَا وَنَدَعَ الْعَمَلِ. Shall we not just totally depend on that which has been written down and leave off all actions, leave off doing anything? This is a statement of a man in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shall we not just totally rely on that which has been written down and just leave of actions? No, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I'malu fakullu muyassirin lima khuliqa lahu." Perform. And anyone who's easy for him to do something, hit, will become easy for him to do that particular action. So if you're from the people of the fire, you'll be going in the direction of the people of the fire. But you don't know. And it's upon you to take every single sabab of being on the straight path. And you have the choice to do so. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us. Which part? Okay, طيب. A man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَلَا نَمْكُثُ عَلَى كِتَابِنَا وَنَدَعَ الْعَمَلِ. Shall we not just totally depend on that which has been written down and leave of the actions? After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him what? There's not a nafs, a soul, except it has been written down for him if he's going to be from the people of the fire or the people of the Jannah. So the man said, khalas, wallahi, then you know, you might as well, you know, just totally depend and just chill and not do anything. No, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, perform, i'malu, do actions. Taib. We mentioned what that person has a choice. When you are now driving, you're driving, mashallah, abiding by the law, 30 miles per hour. Forget 30 miles, you're driving at 20 miles per hour because you don't want to go over the speed limit. You're taking all the asbab to drive properly. You're not driving recklessly. You get into an accident. Do you have the choice to stop yourself from getting into an accident? We just mentioned now what? That the amal, one has a choice. One has a choice to do whatever he wants. You just got into an accident. Majority of those that get into an accident, do they ever choose to get into the accident? No. Okay, when a dog now comes running behind you and you flinch, Do you have the choice to stop yourself from flinching or not? Huh? We got an ikhtilaf in the house here. Should we do intikhabat? Voting. Astaghfirullah. Ala kullin. The ikhtiyar, the will is split into two. The will is split into two. Ikhtiyari and also iftirari. Someone that does an action out of choice, and when one is compelled to do something. The amal is split into two. Amalun ikhtiyari wa amalun ish iftirari. You could say that, however you want to put it. My English is sometimes not the best. Iftirari. Iftirari means comes from the word dharura. Iftirari. When something happens and a person is compelled to do it.
Who's the other one?
Ikhtiyari. When someone does something out of choice. So when a dog comes and he barks behind you and runs behind you and you flinch, you don't have the choice to do anything. And likewise when you get into an accident and you've taken all the asbab and things like that. When you hear the adhan, brothers, yeah? You hear the adhan being called, one has the choice to either accept the call or what? Turn away. To carry on playing whatever he's playing with, or to what? Attend the salat. In this case, do we say this person is iftirari or what? Or we say his thing is ikhtiyari? We say it's a matter of what? Choice. So this is what Ahlul Sunnah. Some of them, they say what? Like the Qadariya or the Mujabbira, na'am, that one is forced. There's from them that negate the Qadar. طيب. And inshallah, next we will move on to it further. طيب. One is forced to do actions. One is called, they're called the Jabariya. Sorry, why did I say Mujabbira? The Jabariya. The Jabariya, huh? Yani, under the umbrella of Al Qadari, you find different. You find some of them, they say that the Ibad is Majbur, like the Jabariya. It comes from the word Majbur, Jabara. If I say, Ana, Ajbartu Anas, An Yaquma Amam Al Masjid, I force Anas to stand outside the Masjid. Comes from the word Jabariya. Jabar comes from, يعني Jabari comes from the word Jabar. طيب. If I say Fulan Majbur, Fulan is like Majbur, meaning he is forced to do something. So these people, they say what? That one is forced. One is forced to do all these actions because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him and his actions. But we mentioned what the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms. What? The ikhtiyar and the mashia to the ibad. He has the ability to do whatever he wants. Is it ma'qul, ikhwan? Is it ma'qul? Huh? If I put someone now on a cliff, does he have the choice to either move away or to chuck himself off? Does anyone ever stand in front of the cliff saying, khalas, ana majboor, I'm being thrown off the cliff, and he's walking himself? Nobody ever says that. طيب. And this part is very, very important, ikhwan, so pay attention. And brothers, we're going to be now speaking about the atheists as well. Sometimes you have to understand, some of our Muslim brothers, طيب, they have been afflicted by the doubts of the atheists. Why? Because they have come from the angle of what? Intellect. With intellectual examples. If a person doesn't believe in the Quran and the Sunnah, then it will be difficult for him to understand the issue of Al-Qadr. So you have to firstly believe that the Prophet speaks the truth. And one sign of prophecy, and inshallah ta'ala, one time I want to do a series of the signs of prophecy. And I want to do a whole series of atheists and things like that and record it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy. Na'am. You have to make a person understand, this Muslim, that what the Prophet ﷺ is saying, huh, is the truth. And bring him intellectual examples or things that have taken place. What did the Prophet ﷺ tell us in Hadith Jibreel? When he said, or when Jibreel said to the Prophet ﷺ, أخبرني عن إماراتها. Tell me of the signs of the hour. وأن تلد الأمة ربتها وأن ترى الحفاة العراة العالة الرعاء الشاء يتطاولون بالبنيان. Where you find barefooted Bedouins competing in buildings. When did the Prophet ﷺ mention this hadith? Can anyone tell me? Approximately when? 1400 years ago, صح? Brothers, you know in Dubai, 60 years ago or 70 years ago, all these buildings that we find now, none of it was there. It was what? Mere sand and desert. And sometimes if you go speak to some of the Arabs from that time, who are doing, they'll speak to you in such a way where you think that these people, wallahi, they're a few years behind. Only when they found out this petrol, they started buildings and things like that. And some of them are now what? Competing in buildings and etc. The Prophet ﷺ told us 1400 years ago. Any guy you ask him, how was Dubai 60 years ago? He'll tell you exactly the same thing. Sawa'an kana kafiran or musliman. Whether this guy's a kafir or a Muslim. So you tell him the Prophet ﷺ said 1400 years ago, there's a chain of narration ila al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you can make a person understand the Prophet ﷺ spoke the truth, and he only speaks the truth.